Are you paying too much in taxes? Who isn't? Taxes are the highest expense small businesses face. Maximize your return on investment. Reduce your tax bill. Tax planning and tax resolution strategies, the art of keeping more money you've worked hard for. Schedule your free tax planning consultation by visiting www.bottomlinetaxsolutions.com. That's bottomlinetaxsolutions.com. Hello, everyone. Hey, I'm your host, Tom Sheldon. This is The Bottom Line with Jacqueline Sheldon. This is our resurrection episode. It's been a few years since Jacqueline was behind the mic. Jacqueline, hello, Jacqueline. Are you there?
I am here, Tom.
Nice. We're bringing The Bottom Line back.
That we are.
I hear it's the best tax talk you'll ever have.
I certainly hope so.
Me too. Now, not only will you be doing a monthly episode, but you also have something coming up called, what are you calling it? They're tips, pro tips, but what are you calling them?
We're going to call it Tax Tip Tuesday.
Tax Tip Tuesday. And let me guess, those are coming out on Tuesday.
That's a great guess there, Tom. Yes, we plan to release our tax tips out each week on Tuesday.
I had a 14% chance of getting it right.
Okay, we need to work on your math.
One out of seven is 14%. 14 point something. Hey, I'm not the accountant. I don't know numbers. I just make numbers up. This is the 10 millionth episode or something.
Okay.
I make numbers up.
Yes, you do. So, well, moving right along.
Moving right along. Sorry, when she says that, it means I better get down to business. Now, a little bit about Bottom Line Tax Solutions. You are based here in Northeast Georgia.
We are.
Very good. To just call you an accountant is really not fair to all the things that you and your little beehive of employees do. You do so much more than accounting.
We do. We do provide accounting services, bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax filing, the things that a typical accounting firm would do. We also file income tax returns, but a couple of things that makes us a little different than other firms is we are very proactive when it comes to tax planning with our clients and working with our clients throughout the year to help them reduce their tax liability through proactive tax planning. We also do tax resolution work, so for taxpayers who maybe have tax problems, have received an IRS letter, those kind of things, and they need some guidance on what they can do. We are well-versed in the tax resolution field as well. So those are a couple things we do that's a little different than most just accounting firms.
All right, let's dissect what you just said, because you just said a lot. I don't want to gloss over any of it. You do tax relief work, correct?
Yes, we do.
Okay, now when someone gets the nasty gram from the IRS in the mail, that is where you come in.
It is. We basically start with the client, kind of find out what's going on. First of all, we see, is the letter even valid?
You know, well, there are scams going on.
Well, there is, and sometimes the IRS, believe it or not, does make mistakes.
Never.
And they will send a letter saying that a taxpayer owes something that they really don't owe. So that's the first thing, is we review the letters and see if it's actually a valid.
You sift through all that.
We do. See if it's a valid tax debt. If it is, then we meet with the client to discuss what options might be available to them to take care of this tax debt. Is there any chance for penalty abatement? Maybe we can get the amount lowered, or, you know, what can we do to help them with the actual situation?
So once you dissect what the issue may be, if there is an issue, there are several steps you take. It's not just one thing you do here and one thing you do there.
That's correct.
Every situation is different.
Yes, that's definitely true. Every situation is different.
Right. And that's why they have a professional such as yourself. They being the client.
Right, right.
Now, I've always heard, do not represent yourself in front of the IRS.
Yeah, it's usually not a good choice to represent
yourself. I've heard it's a horrible choice.
In front of the IRS, especially when it comes down to audit situations. You never want to represent yourself in an audit. You always want a tax professional to represent you.
And you do that.
We do.
You do that. You're an EA?
I am. It stands for Enrolled Agent.
With the IRS.
With the Internal Revenue Service, yes, sir.
Right. So that allows you to legally represent someone.
Yes, that gives us the authority to be able to represent someone before the IRS if they have a tax issue.
Gotcha. So not just any accountant can do that.
No, you have to be an enrolled agent or a CPA or an attorney.
Or an attorney. Mm-hmm. I gotcha. Now, do you just sign your name to a list and you're an EA?
No, there's quite a bit that goes into getting that enrolled agent designation. First of all, there is a comprehensive exam that has to be taken that the IRS issues and administers. Back when I took it many years ago, it was four parts. Now they've actually condensed it down into a three-part exam, but there is an exam that you have to pass to show that you're competent in tax law. And then beyond that, we have to do 24 hours of CPE every year. on tax-related topics to keep up to date with tax law.
Does tax law change?
It changes constantly.
Really?
Yes.
Gotcha. Gotcha. In taxpayers' favors, of course, right?
Not always.
No? Never mind. Never mind with that. All right, so people get nasty grams in the mail. You can sort those problems out, and you can, if it goes further, you can actually handle that for them. Question, if you get a letter from the IRS in the mail, do you need to take it seriously, or maybe you just stick it in the drawer, you'll get to it, throw it away?
Yeah, whenever you get any kind of communication from the IRS, the worst thing you can do is ignore it. You definitely want to move forward, see what the situation is, and see what needs to be done to get the issue resolved, because once you've gotten that letter, then you're kind of in the collection system, and they're not going to go away. You will continue to hear from the IRS, and if you don't respond, it can get to a point where they could actually garnish your wages or levy your bank account for any balances due.
So they just take your stuff.
They can't.
Well, that's fun.
Yay.
All right, so get the nasty gram in the mail. Don't ignore it, folks. Don't ignore it. Find someone like Jacqueline. She'll sort it out, or at least try to. You also mentioned tax planning.
Yes, tax planning is extremely important, especially for small business owners.
Okay, okay. We'll dissect that further. I know from experience, I'm a client of yours. You go through and you do a mid-year evaluation. That's somewhat of a tax plan.
It is. We do what we call a mid-year checkup, and this is what we do for all of our accounting clients. So once we've closed their books out through June 30th of the year, then we take that information and we do this checkup. We look at the financial health of the business. We run some ratios. We kind of see where the business is overall financially, and we can make some recommendations there, maybe to strengthen the company's financial position. But also part of that is we run a mock tax return. We kind of assume the second half of the year is going to mirror the first. We go ahead and plug those numbers into a tax return and to get an idea of what we think the taxpayer could owe based on the profits of the business for the year.
Now, do you modify is a funny word for this. Do you modify that approach if perhaps I have a seasonal business? I make a killing from April through August. Do you make some adjustments for that?
We can if we have the prior year information where we can see maybe sales normally for that last quarter of the year are down maybe 20%, we can make that modification. But then along with actually doing the tax projections of what we think the client may owe, we take that a step further and we do some comprehensive tax planning. What can the client do differently during that second half of the year that could benefit them, reduce that tax liability, and put them in a better tax position come tax filing time?
Gotcha. You also evaluate what entity a company may be, an LLC, a corporation, an S-Corp, a C-Corp. You dive into that a little bit.
We do. That's a big part of a tax plan for a business client is what type of entity are they running their business under.
I got you.
Because it definitely makes a difference when it comes to their taxes.
Right.
So we always want to, it's kind of like making sure you're driving the right vehicle. We want to make sure that you're operating your business in the most tax-efficient entity.
And that can change. You could be an entity for 4 or 5 years, but that entity doesn't really suit what you're doing anymore.
It does change depending on the business growth. There are different things come into play there.
You help lead a business in the right way.
Right.
Right direction.
Right. A new business starting out, maybe an S corporation is not a good fit for a new business, but 2 or 3 years down the road, then it may be. So we definitely look at that and make sure that if the entity needs to change for tax purposes, that we're on top of that as well.
Let's jump to short, long-term tax planning. You actually put a quote-unquote plan together can save someone, I imagine, at least thousands of dollars on their tax bill at the end of the year.
Yeah, we've done several this year, just to name a few. One was almost $40,000 in tax savings.
A year.
So it would be this year and then every year going forward, assuming that
I was about to ask you, if numbers more or less stay the same, if the tax laws stay the same.
Right.
That's $40,000 each year.
Yes, $40,000 a year in this specific situation. So
it was a great
tax plan. And then we've had tax plans where we've been able to save clients not only tens of thousands, and in some cases it may only be $7,500, but it's all relative to the amount of tax the taxpayer is paying. $7,500 in tax savings can be huge when your normal tax liability is only maybe $15,000.
So now if you have a client that you can't save thousands of dollars for them, you more or less don't put the plan together.
That's true. We always do a free comprehensive tax review.
Okay, so they do get some of your time for free.
Right. We get their prior year's tax returns. We'll ask some questions about what's going on with the business or the taxpayer situation currently. And we'll take a look to see if we feel like they're a good candidate to do a comprehensive tax plan for. Obviously, these tax plans take some time to put together, so there is some cost involved. And if we don't honestly feel like we can save the client enough money to make it worth their time, then we don't recommend that they do one.
I imagine you have to have a relatively high tax liability to save a relative high amount.
Well, that is true. It's all relative to the amount of taxes that you pay. If you're only paying $1,000 in taxes a year, then you're probably not a candidate for a tax plan.
Right, because you may be saving $100.
Exactly.
And it'll cost them more than that for you to do the plan.
Exactly.
Now I'm with you.
Yeah, we may be able to give the client just some tips at that point and not do the comprehensive plan. We may be able to say, hey, here's something you might want to consider looking at, but we won't do a full-blown comprehensive plan if we don't feel like we can save the client enough money.
Gotcha.
Usually, I want to make sure that I can save the client at least three times what the cost is going to be.
We didn't touch on it in this episode. We touched on it in the past. How long have you been doing this?
June was 30 years for me.
30 years.
We're in year 31.
You started when you were four.
I did.
Wow. All right, Jacqueline. So tax relief work, tax planning, that's a big part of what you do. And yes, you do the accounting, the bookkeeping for small business. Small business is your bread and butter.
It is. We pretty well focus on services for small business owners. Now, we do individual tax returns for people who maybe have rental property. We have a lot of people who have rental properties that we can help as well. And we'll just do a normal 1040 tax return for somebody that doesn't have a business or a rental property. But we pretty well focus on small business. We don't do a whole lot of nonprofit work. We don't do a whole lot of estates and trust returns. We pretty well focus on small business because that's where my passion lies.
Now, you work hand-in-hand with the real estate world. Realtors, real estate agents, you do a lot of work with them.
We do. We are a partner with NAMAR, which is the real estate board down in Duluth.
Right, Northeast Metro.
Northeast Metro.
Something like that.
Yep, and we go in and we do tax planning seminars for real estate agents. This is really good for new agents who maybe don't know what records they need to keep and what can they deduct and
that's,
how
that's
how
true
taxes
in all
work.
Industries, but yes.
So we do a lot of work with real estate agents there. We have a lot of clients that are real estate agents. And then coming up this year, we hope to be doing some seminars at NAMAR on real estate investing and what you need to know if you're a real estate investor.
Nice. So you dive into that a little bit.
We do.
Very good. And we'll be talking about this stuff as we go on throughout the year with the bottom line.
We will.
This podcast series. Let's see. What did we miss?
Yeah, mid-year tax planning is going on. Now's the time to start thinking about where you are for the year. So if you haven't done your mid-year tax plan, now's the time to start thinking about those things and get some strategies in place for the rest of the year.
What's the easiest way for someone to contact you?
They can go to our website, which is bottomlinega, as in Georgia, bottomlinega.com, or they can call our office. The number there is 678-866-4048.
And folks, just go to negabrx.com, click on studio shows, and all of Jacqueline's shows will be on there.
It's awesome.
Yeah. And we're looking forward to the Tuesday tax tips.
Yeah, tax tip Tuesdays.
On Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm, on Tuesdays.
Well, Jacqueline, thank you so much for coming in here. Ladies and gentlemen, check out Bottom Line Tax Solutions, bottomlinega.com, and hey, get that mid-year checkup done for yourself. Might save you a whole lot of trouble come January. I'm Tom. She's Jacqueline, and that's the bottom line. Thank you for sharing your time with us on Business Radio X. Schedule your free tax planning consultation by visiting www.bottomlinetaxsolutions.com. That's bottomlinetaxsolutions.com. And click the link to hear more podcasts like this one. I'm Tom, she's Jacqueline, and that's the bottom line. My small business had done well and thought I'd paid my taxes. Then I got a letter from the IRS. I didn't know what to do. So I called Bottom Line Tax Solutions. They understood exactly what I was going through. Bottom Line worked with me and for me. They turned a horrible time into a manageable one. Now, I'm in a payment plan I can afford. And they were able to get my penalties reduced. Schedule your free tax planning consultation by visiting bottomlinetaxsolutions.com.